Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Access All Areas with me, Stephen Lang.
And me, Bobby Norris.
How you doing, babes?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you, Stephen. Yourself?
Yeah, much better than I was last week. Had a bit of a bleak one last week, but feeling pretty good now. I think I mentioned at the end of the show I've joined a LGBT rowing club. So I got to start that again last weekend. So it was very good. Very good for the head, good for the body, good to feel like, you know, learning new things. Yeah, nice to meet new people. It was mostly outdoors because restrictions. But they have like indoor bits you're supposed to learn in. So they cut the numbers down a bit of people. It was nice. I think it was the gayest, like the closest thing I've gone to a gay nightclub in about, 9 months probably, or just being around all these gays. It was just really nice. It was really nice. I'm super glad I'm back at it.
Was there familiar faces from when you was last there in March?
Yeah, but actually quite a lot dropped out. And I was talking to the leader guy and he was like, 3 people had to leave London. One of the women got pregnant. You know, it's like you realise how much these last like sort of 7 months have really change people's lives. You know, if this hadn't happened, they'd probably still be there, you know, training. So interesting times. How are you anyway?
Been a bit of a strange week. But
seems like it has been for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's been going up in the old atmosphere, but
Mercury in retrograde or whatever.
Something's definitely been happening. But feeling a little bit more positive today. But I just think, you know what, it's just strange times, isn't it? And the key is it can be overwhelming because as well as everything that's going on, all of us, or the majority of us behind closed doors, have got other stuff going on. So the key is rather than kind of thinking of the big picture and getting overwhelmed, I kind of think, you know what, just day by day.
I think that's definitely a good way to take it. I saw you speaking on your Instagram about checking yourself as well, didn't you?
Yes, so I had recently checked myself in the bath, and I'll be really honest, I don't do it nowhere near as regular as...
I don't think a lot of men do, I definitely don't.
No, and I didn't realise that you should do it every month until I had my ultrasound done, but I'd found a lump and went to the GP who wanted to refer me to hospital for an ultrasound. And then I got a message from the doctors a little while after to say that the hospital had declined the request because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Dangerous, really dangerous, isn't it?
And it's a scary thing when a GP tells you they want to get something checked at hospital and then the hospital won't do it for one reason or another. It's a little bit kind of scary. So he then called me directly, the doctor, and said, the only real option you've got is to go private and to pay to have the scan. Now, I feel fortunate enough that I was able to do that. So many people wouldn't be in that situation. And thankfully, I went and had the ultrasound, which I'd got myself a little bit worked up about. It's a scary thing because you automatically think the worst, you know. And thankfully, it's nothing sinister, but after speaking to the doctor who was doing it, he said, so how often are you checking yourself? You have to do it every month. Like, you're in that age bracket now where it's a more common thing than people realise.
Testing. Really? Men in their 30s? Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, okay. And I kind of thought, you know what? And I always try and use my social media and my platform and my voice to raise awareness. And for me, I kind of thought, you know what? I'm not going to feel shame about it because if I've gone to the doctor and felt nervous and then gone and had the scan, there's bound to be someone else out there. And already since posting that video on Instagram, I've had so many comments and DMs from people saying my brother, myself, my husband, partner has found a lump, etc. So it really is kind of good, and it makes me realise the good of social media. It's so easy now to see the negative, and we all talk a lot about trolling, which obviously really is become a huge thing in itself, but there is a side of social media that is a positive and a sense of community. So I'm so glad that even if one person goes and gets checked at a GP, if they find something, it's better to be safe than sorry, you know. And 9 times out of 10, it will be absolutely fine. But these things aren't worth risking. So yeah, that was kind of a little message behind it, really.
Yeah, God, I mean, well done you for being so open about it. So you're basically, no, there's nothing to worry about. Is that the, that's the thing from the...
Yeah, nothing to worry about. So they've kind of took measurements and told me to keep an eye on it and check myself every 3-4 weeks. Should anything grow or if I feel I need to go back to the GP, absolutely do. So I guess, yeah, that's...
But you don't feel nervous? Do you feel all right in yourself?
Yeah, I mean, there was that moment when I was kind of laying there having it done and the conversation of, I don't even like saying the word, but the big C kind of comes up yeah. and talking about it. And I kind of think, you kind of, it's a really terrifying thing. And I'm not embarrassed to admit that as a 34-year-old man, I was really scared because I thought, gosh, do you know what? It makes you realise that so many of us get so caught up in silly little things. And sometimes you forget, actually, health is everything. And it can be taken away like that. So thankfully, as I say, I'm so grateful that there's nothing sinister there and that I did go and have it done. And I just urge anyone, men and women, do you know what? We should all be checking ourselves and no one knows our bodies better than ourselves. And if something feels not quite right or something feels like it's changed, get checked. That's what the doctor's there for. Yep. They've seen it all 100 times. Don't have any embarrassment or shame about it. And it's just worth doing for peace of mind. Already I've woke up, so just that sense of relief. Because I do think when you're holding something, because I didn't really talk about it, I kind of wanted to find out what it was before speaking about it. But you hold on to things, it makes you realise how that can kind of, the anxiety breeds anxiety. So to just have that kind of clarification from a medical person to say, no, it's nothing to worry about, it's kind of just a, it's a leveller.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and definitely well done for talking about it. It's sometimes, like you said, social media can be a good thing. And yeah, that's a prime example. And actually, kind of same with me last week. I did a little post saying I was struggling and I was very overwhelmed with all of the loveliness I got from people. So, you know, it's definitely one of those. Yeah, I think sometimes it has its uses. And this is one of them. Yeah, definitely. We have a very exciting show coming up, though. Kind of a reality TV special again this week. We have Jess and Eve Gale from Love Island, which was on this year, which seems like a completely different lifetime,
isn't it?
To say that. But yeah, they were on the Winter Love Island earlier this year. Then we have one of your TOWIE co-stars, Frankie Essex, coming up after that. And then actually another one of your TV co-stars. I mean, this is, what is this, the Bobby Show? Jordan Davis, who you were on a celebrity ghost hunting, is that right?
Yes. So that was, I mean, a lot of people that know me know how kind of spiritual I am. And I'm really into that. I'm a massive believer that there's something else out there. And so that was kind of right up my street, like ghost hunting and all that kind of thing. And I'm an absolute believer. I know you get some people that one end of the scale, they either really don't, they really do. And I guess there's some in the middle that aren't so sure. But yeah, that was quite the experience. Actually, one of the only times I've ever felt physically attacked by a spirit. I mean, even saying it out loud, for anyone listening that doesn't believe, you're going to think I'm mad. But I was attacked by a homophobic ghost, which you would think was just something like completely pie in the sky, but it really happened. And
when
I don't know when we filmed this, it must have been a good couple of years ago. And it was an old fault. And I didn't realise, but Rylan and the production team had walked around the building before we all did together. So the celebs, we was all in like a, I'd call it a green room, but it was just an empty room in the fault.
Lovely. all mod cons.
All the mod cons, yeah. And so the team had walked around and obviously they never come back and tell us anything because they're trying to work out logistics. They're going through what the route's going to be, what rooms we're going to. And Rylan had had this experience in a room where he felt really out of breath and had to put his back against the wall. But again, we was oblivious to all of this. So it comes back, blah, blah, blah. We'll have a lovely coffee, start the ghost hunt. Anyway, we then get to the same room. I can only describe that I felt like I was being strangled. I could feel the air being drained out of me. And I went, oh, I've got to put my back against this wall. But it was the same bit of wall that Rylan had had to do it. Anyway, at the end of the ghost hunt, it then turned out that there had been a gay soldier that was locked in this room.
And, really?
Yeah, and some of the other soldiers would come and they'd abuse him and hurt him and attack him. And there was a homophobic kind of, what's it called? Like the governor of the firm. So it'd be like the, what's the boss of like the soldiers?
Captain or something?
Yeah, like, yeah, the captain or the top.
General.
Basically, yeah. General, okay. Yeah. So he was homophobic and him and some of the other lads would come and abuse this gay guy. So obviously that's why me and Rylan was the ones who experienced the kind of being out of breath. And obviously as the firm used to be, backs against the wall. Now, I never say that expression, nor does Rylan. So the fact we felt we had to say that and put our back to the wall. But I mean, the ghost, I mean, what a day for a homophobic ghost to haunt me and Rylan. I mean, you couldn't make it
Essex,
up.
Essex's finest gays.
Yeah, Essex's gays. And so he had a right old day of it, the homophobic cop.
He must have been like, what are you trying to do? You're trying to piss me off?
Yeah, it's like two of the gayest men in Essex with the whitest teeth have come here to my fault. And I've got to, yeah, take the air out of their lungs.
Well, a tale. I mean, that really is. Wow, blimey. I'm not really sure what to make of that. Do you know, I don't think I've ever actually had a proper ghostly experience. Where I grew up was, there was supposed to be a Viking burial ground. Because it was a really, really old village. Like the village I come from was like 2,000 years old or something. I once was thought that either my mum or dad, wasn't sure, came up the stairs and was standing at my doorway, and I was like, I'll just come out in a second. You know, you could really feel that there was someone there, and like the coming up the stairs and standing at the doorway, like a shadow kind of thing. And then as I turned round to go out, there was no one there. That's the only time I've ever had anything kind of vaguely like that, other than, you know, middle of the night, what's that crash bang? Oh, it's the water tank or whatever. No, yeah, I mean, that's pretty, yours is a bit more serious than...
Would you say you're a believer, although you've only had that one experience?
Yeah, I think I probably do believe in something, but I'm not entirely sure what. I've got a really horrible feeling that something's going to, like, poke out this door now or something.
We'll have to go on a ghost hunt. I'll take you to the vault.
Was the vault in Essex?
After all.
Well, yeah.
Was it in Essex? I don't know where it was, actually. It wasn't a million miles away. To be honest, I can't remember where it was.
I might have to try and see if there's a clip of this online somewhere.
There must be. there's got to be. But honestly, it doesn't scare me in terms of, you know, when people talk about spirits and stuff, I actually find it quite a comfort, because I like to think when that time comes, without getting too dark, I kind of like to think that there is something else.
Yeah, would you want that something else to be threatening gay men in a fort?
Oh, no, I'm certainly not going to be haunting an old...
No, you're not. Well, you might be haunting G-A-Y. Picking that things on that karaoke machine.
Yeah, maybe that's true, actually. There's me thinking it's lovely that there's like another world that we all go to. But I guess it's all about, don't they say that spirits that choose to haunt haven't accepted that they've passed? They've all got like a grudge to bear. So it's normally generally spirits that have died in a bad way or bad things have happened. If you've normally had a nice life and you've come to terms with your passing, you kind of just cross over to the other side and see like friends and family and your loved ones. Because I always think, why is it normally that when people say, oh, I've seen a ghost, it's always someone from the olden days?
Yeah.
Never someone in a pair of Yeezys with a with a Louis Vuitton bag. Do you know what I mean? And skinny jeans. It's always top hat.
Yeah. Like, and a cane and like
a cane, yeah, like a typical kind of thing. So, but I mean, I like to believe.
I guess we'll find out one day when we pass on. That's the only way we'll ever know.
Yeah. Well, whoever goes first, we'll send each other a sign.
Yeah, indeed. Have you heard all about the shenanigans going on at Strictly this year? Apparently, it's a bit of a love fest, considering they're not allowed near one another.
What do you mean? No, I've not heard. What's the goss? Spill the tea, Stephen.
So Maisie Smith, EastEnders Maisie Smith, and Harvey, who I'd never heard of before, but is a very good dancer. They have apparently been like flirting up a storm, but plot twist, they are not allowed to go near one another because of the coronavirus restrictions. So they can't actually do, they can't actually, there's apparently someone monitoring them to make sure they don't kiss one another.
So what is it? Is this kind
what
of
is this going on this year?
So is this what sources are saying they've been seen getting close?
Well, no, sources are saying that there are monitors in place to make sure they don't get close.
And what's the situation this year? Because they're all in a bubble, are all the cast in a hotel together?
No, so the professionals and their celebrity partners are in bubbles with each other. So no, they're not all in one big bubble together. They're all separated because I think there'd be too many moving parts if they were all in, you know what I mean? So they're all in there doing their own thing.
Yeah,
and some of them have like bubbled with the family, I think, with like
the celebs families.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's probably a bit of a rough one, right? Because, you know, coming up to Christmas, you do want to be able to do other things, but, you know, you sign up for these things. But yeah, it's apparently them. And then also apparently Jason Bell, who is American NFL player. He's one of the guys. He had a daughter with Nadine Coyle. Apparently they're getting back together as well, which I think is quite sweet. They had got a 6-year-old. They split up, and now rumor has it they're getting back together.
Oh, it's always kind of, I love them kind of stories. I mean, I'm showing my age here, but I was kind of still holding out for Brad and Jen. Do you know what I mean? I always like a
move
like
on. 15 yeah, years ago, know, Bob. Jesus.
I'm an old romantic. What can I say? But good luck to Nads if she does though.
Yeah,
weren't you back in the day going out with a fit gardener in Desperate Housewives?
Yeah, is his name Jesse? Jesse Metcalf. Yeah. Yeah, she did. She's got a game for getting with hot Americans. That seems to be her thing.
She's got a type.
There's worse types, I'll say.
Yeah, I mean, she's a stunning girl herself, though. She can see how she gets them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's quite interesting to see how Strictly every year always seems to manage to bring the romance, even when they can't get close to one another.
Doesn't it just? But I wonder in a weird way if that almost, it's like the forbidden fruit, that might even just heighten it.
Yeah, I think you may be right. Yeah, so exciting times. I can't wait to watch it again next week.
Roll on Saturday.
Indeed. our first guests, Jess and Eve Gale, are here. Let's get them in.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's good, thank you. It's good. We just we're at my sister's at the moment, so I hope the Wi-Fi is going to be okay.
Okay, no, it seems to be fine at the minute, so let's hold tight. we were actually just saying Love Island seems like a million years ago now, like the last series. Does it feel like that for you guys as well?
I feel like it didn't even happen. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
is that what it feels like?
Did I have an interview with you when I came out? I think it was with you and Chloe Meadows.
Yeah, yeah, it was, which was, I think it was must be in February. How does that feel for you? Like, I mean, it must be wild to think that you were all in a house together and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, wait, is this, sorry, I'm not what's gonna, what, in Love Island?
Yeah,
no, it's weird. I mean, a lot of people, they say like, oh, it's like you've gone from one lockdown in South Africa to like another lockdown. Obviously it's very different, but no, it just feels like ages ago.
Yeah, we'll say, because obviously we lost the summer one because of the whole pandemic and that, we're all TV, it's just been the strangest of years, hasn't it? But how have you kind of found life since adjusting post-Love Island?
It's been like a really like, I don't know, it's just been like, it feels like a weird dream, like the whole thing, like coming out. I came out before kind of like full lockdown. So I kind of had like normal life for a bit. Well, not really normal because I just come out of Love Island. But like, Jess, you came out and went straight into lockdown.
I came out and I had 1 week, which was obviously jam-packed, doing all sorts. And then we went into full-on lockdown. So I never really got to experience what you did and what other islanders did in the past. So in that sense, it was kind of like, you know, like we did miss out on a lot. But then also, like, I guess I didn't have to deal with, like, I was never like really, really stressed out or anything like that, which was because when we first went into lockdown, I was like, oh, this is good. Like a nice little break.
Yeah, I think a lot of people felt like that, especially the first time round, didn't they? You know, it was like, oh, well, we can just all kind of chill out, watch some Netflix and just get on with, you know, just chill out, like you said. How have you found it after that? Because obviously it got to a point where that wasn't really enough to get you by.
Well, I mean, I think when it eased up a bit, we got pretty much back to normal.
How was your experience in the villa? I mean, I think you was probably in a fortunate situation that you had someone there you knew. I guess for some people that are obviously in there on their own, it's probably slightly different, but it must have been lovely to have each other.
Yeah, like, do you want to take this one even further? I'm talking too much.
Yeah, I feel like because we had each other, I feel like I was a lot less nervous than I'd be if I was doing it alone. Because, like, it's kind of like you're so far away, you're in South Africa, but when we've got each other, it's kind of like you feel like you're not completely distant from, like, the outside world. So, yeah, I think it was so
because I really, looking back, I really wasn't nervous going in just because I had Eve. But I used to say to, like, the other people in there, I was like, I do not know how you came in here alone. Alone, I would have been so nervous.
How has it been, like, you're both single now, right? I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How have you done any dating, pandemic dating or anything like that?
Not really. Like, for me, like, I get, like, if someone's like DM me on Instagram, like, I wouldn't go on a date from that. Like, I get nervous. I'm like, oh my god, like, I don't know how people do it all the time. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm just like,
I feel like we're both the same in that, like, if I'm gonna meet someone, it's gonna be out and about. Like, the idea of just going on a date with someone, like, in the DMs or whatever, it just freaks me out too much.
Have you had any celebs slide into them old DMs since you come out the island?
Like,
that's a yes.
Like, no one, like, major.
Okay.
But someone. I won't press you for a name. Don't worry, girls.
And you guys are living together now, right, I think, as well?
Yeah, so, like, we lived together before. We lived, like, in a different area of London, but we've moved out now to a different flat. And, yeah, like, we moved out to Canary Wharf, so, like, we like the area.
Not that far from me. I'm just down the road in West Ham, so, yeah, it's not far.
Oh, no way. It's so nice up there, isn't it?
Yeah. And how do you find living together all right? Obviously, it's probably slightly more pressure in the last 6 months because not everyone's been going out and doing, you know, normal things.
Well, I mean, I guess we did live together before. I think it's nice now because it's like for a lot of our work, which is like taking like Instagram pictures and that, like, we've always got each other to just help each other out. But with like with us, it's like, it's just so easy living together. It's not like living with like a friend where you have like arguments about like food in the fridge.
We do argue, but like we don't, it's fine.
Yeah.
What do you argue about?
All sorts.
I don't even know, like, what we argue about. Like, it's never kind
it's of
like...
It's so petty, but it always blows up into massive arguments. It's just, like, I can't even, like...
It would just be,
example.
Like, just a random thing, and that would just be... End up being a big argument, and, like, we don't even know the cause of the argument.
Like, what to watch on Netflix, or, like...
That, yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
In so many ways, are you very alike, then?
I think we're so similar.
Yeah.
But then I do think, like, our friends and people close to us, like, they will be able to be like, oh my god, you're so different.
And we do act different in situations. I feel like Eve's probably a bit more like nicer to, like, Eve will let a lot more, like, slide, if you know what I mean. Do you agree?
I don't know. I don't want to be sitting here like, I'm the nice one.
And what about when it comes to men? Same taste?
I would say so, yeah. Yeah.
What's that? Describe it.
So you know, like, we don't have like a specific type where I'm like, oh my god, like if he doesn't have this color hair, like no, kind of like that. But like, we really like confident guys, like, you know, guys who you can just have like a vibe with, like that kind of thing. It's not like a specific kind of you know, some people, they have a type and they wouldn't really go for anything outside of that. We're not really like that. No. Like, I don't really mind too much. It's more just like who you can vibe with. Someone.
I don't think I'd look at someone and be like, oh no, they're not my type. Like, if they're nice, they're nice.
Yeah.
Best way to be. And you've worked on some hair extensions, is that right?
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about that.
Collection with Riri's.
How's that?
Yeah, so that was so good. They're the nicest people to work with. And like, you know, the whole thing's just been really fun. Obviously, like, lockdown kind of like kept pushing things back and things like that, but they're so nice. And like, we've come up with something we really like now. And yeah, no, it's been so fun. Now we're just like,
yeah,
enjoying it.
And now you've had a taste of the old reality TV cherry on Love Island. Is there any other shows you'd like to do moving forward in the future?
I just did a show, or I don't know. I don't know whether I mean, part of me, like, I love Love Island, and like, it was, you know, it was an amazing experience, but I don't know whether reality TV is something I want to like leap back into. I don't know whether like it's for me or not. I think, what do you think? Do you want to go back into it? It's a lot more stressful than I think people think. I think it looks like you're just on TV having a whale of a time, but like, there is a lot more to it.
I think kind of like, for me, I underestimated like how much kind of like goes on behind. Like, I always thought Love Island, you'd just be there chilling, like, looks like a really nice relaxing holiday, but it kind of does, like, even when you're on it, it does feel like you're there like working, like you are like producing stuff. Do you know what I mean?
what else could you see yourself doing then if you weren't to go down the reality route?
I feel like me and Jess definitely want to go into business, like, although we've like collaborated with brands and we do a lot of collaborating with brands,
we want to start our own.
Yeah, creating our own brand, like our own business, would be something that like we really like would like to work towards. Just stuff like that, to be honest.
Girl bosses, I can see it. And what have you got coming up in the next few months? Anything exciting? Secret TV project you can't talk about.
So it's more kind of the same what we've been doing, really. So we're just kind of doing, like, obviously we're doing our Riri thing, but then we've got similar kind of projects coming up in like Christmas and the new year, which we're excited for, because obviously that takes up a lot of like behind the scene work, but it keeps us busy.
It's kind of annoying though with like the whole COVID things, like all the kind of like shoots like brands are working with all has to be shot from home, can't go into the studio, so everything is kind of a bit like you know, a lot of stuff's being pushed back and on hold as well, because it's like there's a limit of like what we can do, kind of thing.
Yeah, of course. Well, I wish you both the best of luck with it all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Really appreciate it. Nice to see you again.
I know.
Lovely to speak to you.
Thanks for joining us, girls.
Bye.
Have a lovely evening. Bye.
Bye.
Bless them.
Bless them. Good-hearted girls, I think.
Definitely. I can see them as little business girls, can you?
Yeah, I'm trying to... Do you remember Samantha? From Big Brother.
Big Brother, yes.
Remind me of them. I guess it's like two blonde female twins. Maybe it's that. But just really nice-natured. I guess a lot of the people that did Love Island in winter, like they said, haven't really had the same opportunities that previous Love Islanders have had because of the Panny D.
It's kind of sad, really, because normally their year that they would have had really coming out of there, I guess, has all been...
No events to go to, carpets.
No, but they're still living their best life on the gram.
Exactly. That's what we all want at the end of the day. I think our next guest, Frankie, is here.
Oh, perfect.
Hello, guys.
How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thank you, Frank. Really good. Do you know what I love? What's cracking me up? We're both in bed and we've both got the stones down the side of our head bones.
Matching beds.
Essex classic play. How you doing, Frankie?
Yeah, really good. I've been shopping all day today, so when When I got in, I just put my slippers on and just got in bed. I thought, I need to relax. Just, I need 5 minutes.
Oh, nice. Where'd you go, Lakey?
Went Lakeside, went to the new Harrods Beauty. I had a look around there, took Maddie and my nan with me.
Oh, lovely. Did you buy much?
Just got bits, Bob. Just started to do a bit of Christmas shopping.
You're starting your Christmas shopping already, don't.
We're already starting it. I saw my little cousin Demi in Lakeside as well. She started it because we're all doing like £10 because there's so many of us on Christmas. So we're all like spending £10 on everyone and then we've got £50 to spend on one person. We've put like everyone's name in a hat this year.
It's actually quite a good idea.
Yeah, there's so many of us, so that's what we've done.
Sometimes I think they're the more fun presents as well. When you've got like a limit, like a tenner, it's actually more of a fun gift, isn't it? Trying to find it.
Yeah,
definitely. So in fact, you come and did a little cameo for Towie's 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
Can you believe that Towie's 10, firstly? I've got to ask you.
I know, it's mad, because I'm 33 now, and I got the phone call saying that I was on Towie on my 23rd birthday, that me and Chloe was going out, was going Little Italy. So yeah, it's been exactly 10 years for me in September, like on like but exactly on my birthday. So it's mad, like how it's just flown by, isn't it, Bob? Because me and you started the same series, didn't we?
Yeah, it's so weird where them years have gone, because to me it really doesn't feel like the amount of time it's been, you know, like
no.
So busy living it, and yes, time just goes so quick. I mean, as we all know, where 2020 has been, I'll never know. Like, it's the strangest of years. But how was it to be back on set and filming for the 10th special?
Oh, it was really nice because I was around my uncle's house, around Demi and Frankie's house, which was just like home, really, anyway, because we're so close as a family. And being with my nan as well, like, my nan's on the show now, which is really cute. Yeah. And yeah, it was just felt like normal, really. I forget the cameras are there, but I have been filming like other shows as well. Like my brother's been filming his own shows and stuff. So I've always still been around the camera since I have left Towie. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But yeah, it just felt like the good old days, really.
Do you think you'd like to go back more permanently if the option ever came up, or are you happy just to dip in and out?
I'm happy to dip in and out, but obviously if the option come up, yeah. But it's like it's still the same old, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, nothing's changed.
nothing at all.
The strangest thing I've said before, I genuinely thought the start of this series, I thought this will be our most quiet one yet. We've all been in lockdown for months. None of us have seen anyone. Like, the only place we've been to Sainsbury's, other supermarkets are available. But still, this series seems to almost be, well, from the off, bang, straight in, you know?
I've enjoyed this series.
And a panny day, we are still gonna bring the drop.
Good.
We wouldn't have it any other way, but let's face it. So you mentioned Joey's show, Frank. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it has been in the press, so I can. So it's a show about trauma and children going through trauma. So like me and Joey obviously lost mum really young. I was 13 and Joey was 10. And it's just about how Joey dealt with it and Joey telling his side of the story. Because I think, especially nowadays, it's so spoken about depression and all these other things that mark around it. So, and I think it's just Joey, he's now ready to talk about it and everything. So it's just, it's going to be quite intense. But after he did SAS, he opened up a little bit. And I think a lot of people didn't realise that Joey had lost mum. Especially like, not everyone obviously watches Towie, and a lot of people do watch SAS. And it's just a bigger audience, and I just feel like he's ready now, and he's even admitted to it that he's ready to talk. So it'll be a really interesting show. It's only like an hour long, you know, like what Jesse Nelson done and like Rio Ferdinand, that kind of show.
Yeah. So it'll be a bit deep. They're so impactful, those shows. They're so because, and they really get people talking, I think, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. And like obviously, men don't speak as much as women do. I've always spoke about mum like forever. But yeah, I'm really, really proud of Joey. Like, I spoke to him today. He's in a really good place at the moment, which is good. And yeah, so yeah, it'll be really, I'm really like looking forward to watching it. It'll probably upset me more than him, but yeah, he's doing really well, so it's good.
And how are things in your life generally? What's been going on?
Yeah, things are good. I've been with my boyfriend 2 years now.
How's that going?
Together, yeah, good, really good. It's his birthday on Saturday, on Halloween. So I've been trying to like figure something out what we can do, because obviously there's not much to do at the minute, is there? No. But there's things to do in the daytime, like we're going to go carve carve a pumpkin.
You got there.
Yeah, just to do stuff. Like, I want to get out and do stuff. It's just hard work, isn't it, at the minute? So I've got some things up my sleeve. He's downstairs, so I can't say too much of what I'm going to do for his birthday.
Yeah, keep it on the DL in case he can hear you, Frank.
You'll be able to see it on Instagram, guys, anyway. As the whole world watches, like, I feel like I know everyone's lives through Instagram. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, I watch my friends' kids grow up. I don't even see them. I just watch them grow up on Instagram.
But yeah, that's
sad. 2020.
We're all getting older, because I remember certain friends being pregnant and then I see their kids having a sixth birthday party and I think,
I know,
where's 6 years gone? In my head, I think, oh, there must be about two. Do you know
what I mean? It's mad, isn't it? Like, Maddie's 15 now, Bob, you know.
I couldn't believe when I went to film around Chloe's a few weeks ago and I saw and I was speaking to her, I was like, Mads, I can't believe you're 15. Mad, isn't it just the maddest thing? Her
she
growing
was
up,
so she, little. She was so little. When it was Chloe's at 30th, she was tiny. She had like a little bridesmaid's dress on.
Bless her. Oh my God, I remember that. That episode was brilliant. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That was so good. Do you think, maybe she could be a full-time member in a few years then, I guess, couldn't she?
Yeah, crazy. Now little Frankie and Demi are on it. How good's Frankie and Demi though now, Bob, on the show?
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah, definitely. How does it feel, Frank, for you watching them, obviously, because you're used to seeing Joe and Chloe on there back in the day. Now you've got more family on there. Does it feel weird that they're on there?
I think it's brilliant. Like, I never really thought about it, really, but I was so close to Frankie and Demi when we was young anyway. Frankie especially, like, she was my right little mate. I used to dress her up, and Demi asked to put in a prat in like my prams. So to see them like as full grown women going out, and like especially little Frankie, because she went up north for a long time and went to university and stuff, so kind of didn't like, we lost kind of touch, you know, when you lose that relationship with someone. Obviously we're family, but I feel like I didn't know her as much, and now watching her on the show, like, she's a proper woman now, and how she handles herself, like, with a couple of the other cast, that I know there's been a bit of arguments here there and whatever, but she handles herself so well. I'm just so proud of like the woman she's become, and she's doing really well with her brush range at the moment. And yeah, I'm just really proud of both of them.
And how is she coping, Frank? Obviously, it's been in the press that her and Harry have split up now. Is she doing okay?
To be fair, I haven't spoke to her. She just like sent me a message that they're not together no more. But I haven't actually, but as far as I know, she's really good. And watching on Instagram, she looks like she's living her best life, so good on her.
She's flames, isn't she? That was on the other bus.
She's unreal. She's unreal, honestly.
Big if, Bob.
She's got so much confidence. Like, she's amazing.
How's the last kind of few months been for you personally? Because obviously everyone's been dealing with it differently. How have you been coping with the...
I've been all right. I'm a home girl. I love being at home. Like, we started decorating and like I got all organised, like, I pulled all the cupboards out, I don't know who didn't. But I've got like two dogs, and like Luke, like, he's a personal trainer, so he's really into his fitness and he loves the outdoors, as do I. Where we've got two dogs, we was like walking the dogs every day. We had like a list of things to do. Luke like said we should read a book, a chapter of a book every day. I didn't do it because I just couldn't bother, but he did. But like, it was good. I had like, you know, like, he made us have routine, and that was really good. Like, I enjoyed all the cooking and baking and all that. I loved it. We got our garden done, and we've got a massive garden. We really enjoyed it and made use of it, really.
That's definitely the best way to be, I think.
We was lucky.
Talking about doing the personal training, you've obviously been quite open about your weight going up and down over the years. How do you feel about all of that now?
Well, it still goes up and down. Like, I train and then I just love my food. I ain't gonna lie, like, I do. I've got a sweet tooth. But, like, I'm a woman, you know, and I'm still really fit. I'm really healthy. I do eat really, really healthy. Like, I don't like bad food. Like, even today, my nan and Maddie wanted McDonald's. I don't like it. I had a coffee. My nan was like, I'll have a chip. I was like, I don't like it, man. I don't eat food for the sake of it. Do you know what I mean? But if you put a bit of cake in front of me with a cup of tea, I'm going to eat it. But I love going on my walks. Walking is the best form of exercise. I've done all these fad diets. They work for a little while and then you put the weight back on. But since I've been with my boyfriend, like, he just taught me just love who I am, and that's it really. Just as long as you eat healthy, whatever you put inside of you is good for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you eat healthy. So yeah. Absolutely. But I think it's all in your mind, you know, rather than think, oh, I look terrible, I look big, or I don't feel right. And it's like, as long as you eat healthy, drink loads of water, get some fresh air, get that little bit of exercise. I walk half an hour one way, half an hour the other way every day. That's all I do. That's my exercise.
Do you feel pressure, whether it's like social media or the industry, to look a certain way, Frank?
I think when I was younger, I did. When I was younger, I didn't know. Obviously, it was a big wide world to us, Bob. Do you know what I mean? And I thought I was big. When I look back, I was tiny when I first started TOWIE. Oh, my fan. I was so skinny, but I thought I was big. But I had this, what's it called, body dysmorphia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I used to be quite big when I was younger, like in school, and I lost loads of weight and I was really slim, but I still thought I was big in my head.
Yeah, because you never forget who you were, do you?
Exactly. So I thought I was always big and always like pressured myself. But years and years ago, it was about being skinny and about being these skinny models. And then Kim Kardashian and all that little lot come around. It was like all about the curves and it's like I've embraced that now. You know, like I've got a bum. My mum had a bum and my mum had boobs. So a lot of girls get their bums done now, don't they?
Yeah.
Because they want all this BBL. I definitely don't need that, I tell you.
Well, I think you're looking lovely, Frank, babe.
Thank you.
You are. And thank you so much for joining us this evening. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Nice to see you, Bob.
And you, Frank. Have to catch up soon.
Definitely.
Go and chill out after your shopping.
I will. Thanks,
guys. Bye, darling. Yeah,
bye.
Bye.
Lovely.
To catch up.
Little trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
I didn't realise you joined the same series.
Yeah, but it was very much around the same kind of time. But I'm intrigued. I want to know what she bought up Lakey. I don't think I've been since the old lockdown. I don't think I've done Lakeside yet. So
I bet it's all one way systems and all that.
I've done fields a couple of times. But I'm not sure about how it looks. Where I used to spend most of my Saturdays out there.
Not anymore. Now you're down the gym.
Now I'm down the gym. You know what I mean? Or taking up the running, doing the little bit of running. But yeah, I prefer the gym to the running. Ain't going to lie.
You're in the early stages at the moment, Bob.
Yeah, so I'm a beginner.
I believe our final guest of the evening, Jordan, is here.
Hello.
There he is.
How are you all?
Great to have you. How have you been? What's been going down?
Well, obviously for me, you know, I've just been doing what you can, because obviously I come from the hospitality industry, obviously as a DJ, and you know,
nothing. For us,
it's not getting any easier. But obviously, yeah, just the usual Instagram stuff, and then obviously I went and done this show, which is possibly the worst thing I've ever done in my life, but we'll talk more about that. But yeah, it's been a crazy year, but it's been all right. Do you know
Jordan,
what I mean?
I need to hear more about this new show, because I was speaking at the top of this that me and you have done something similar together. We did Celebrity Ghost Hunt. Do you remember a couple of years ago when me and Ryland got done by the homophobic ghost?
Yeah, with Ryland's show. Yeah, well, you got picked on you, didn't
me.
It?
They
had a big issue with you.
Took the air out my lungs. So how did you find this one? What's it like? Tell us all about it.
Oh, so this show, honestly, like, I would not wish this on my worst enemy, because obviously I love all haunted stuff and stuff like that. But when obviously I signed up for it, I didn't realize it was going to be as extreme as it was, because we knew we were going to Lithuania. We knew we were going to be doing ghost hunting, but we did not know that we were going to be getting locked in a Lithuanian prison, which is abandoned overnight. We had to have camera training. So we didn't even have a film crew with us at some point. Some points we were just completely on our own. So, you know, in a place like this, when, you know, you've got nobody there, and obviously we had a walkie-talkie, say, like, oh, any issues, you can call us, but you call them, they're not coming for a good 10, 15 minutes, do you know what I mean? So it was terrifying.
I mean, it sounds like torture. so are you literally, like, in a cell by yourself? kind of thing?
So what we do when we got to Lithuania, we arrived and we got on the bus and we had a tour guide called Anton, and he took us all around Lithuania and we met loads of different experts. That we met an ex-police officer who used to work in the prison. We met a paranormal expert and somebody who just fully studies the prison and knows everything about it. So he was telling us about all these different ghosts and entities we could come across. And then we all decided which one we more suit, really. But then obviously then we get to the prison, and that's when it just, you know, it was just horrible. Like, you know, no one's visited this prison at night. We were the first people to actually go and stay overnight in this place, and we were there from 9 p.m. till 5 a.m. Like, it was just, it was horrible.
And did anything paranormal happen when you was all just locked up and the crew had all gone?
So for me, I heard a lot of things. So for me, like cell doors would slam shut, like there was like wheelchairs would move. Like, I went into this gym and, like, you know, dumbbells, they're not light. And one of them literally flew at me from across the room. So for, you know, for things like that to move, like, I was like, nah. And for me, it was just, I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm meant to be this big Ibiza party boy, but at some points I'm in a corner crying because it is that intense.
I did.
But Lady Leisha, at one point, she wanted to even leave because Leisha actually saw ghosts. Like, she actually saw them as well as heard them. So, yeah, it was an experience that it was amazing to do, but I would never do it again.
Has it put you off doing any kind of ghost stuff again, or just something like this extreme?
If I was with a group of people and, you know, I wasn't locked somewhere overnight, I probably would do stuff again. But, like, this was just, like, when I heard about it, I was like, oh, yeah, like, when they wanted me to do it, I was like, yeah, I'll be buzzing for this. But once I got there, and it's just when you have to see it to see how bad it actually is. But it's just, yeah, I'm kind of dreading it in a way that I know I'm going to get loads of memes made about me. There's going to be loads of people taking the mick out of me on Twitter. But I'm ready for the banter. But, yeah, it's bad.
So it's a million miles away from Weekender.
Yeah, like, compared to Weekender, like, you know, we get a lot of weird people come on Weekender and crazy people. But this, like, you know, if I got the choice to do Weekender or this, all day Weekender, all day.
So obviously I'm guessing because of the old pandemic that you've had to miss a series this year. Do you have any kind of dates on when you're going to start filming again?
So, you know, this year, I think, we were all gutted when we found out. We found out really early on. We were like, I think it was, you know, May, start of May, we found out it wasn't coming back. And there is talks. It is coming back next year. They haven't set a specific date, but I think it all depends with what's going on with the whole, you know, corona situation and COVID. Because if it's still like it is now, then, you know, because with Weekender, see, it's all about people getting together.
Like, you can't do it socially distanced.
No, you know, we've got all our separate rooms, but it's an impossible show to film with the social distance stuff. So, yeah, and obviously with all the bars and clubs shut, we couldn't go anywhere. So, yeah, just be, you know, us just chilling around the hotel. So, fingers crossed, this is all blown over by then.
Have you missed it? Have you missed, like, doing your normal party scene stuff? Or have you got into the lockdown sitch?
Well, for me, see, I've been doing Weekend. I've done it for the last 8-9 years of my life. So I've never, you know, not been away for it. So this was my first year where I actually wasn't away. And, you know, to actually not be there, it is gutting because, you know, all of us, we are like a family. We do love it. And it's a great month because with our show, because, you know, because we never know who we're going to get as guests. And because everyone's welcome, like, you know, you haven't got to have a six pack. You haven't got to be this. Like, you know, you can be tall, slim, fat, thin, no matter what, like, we have everybody, which is why I think, you know, everybody loves it because everyone's got a chance to be on our show. And but then for me, obviously, I was, you know, with me being a DJ, like, in the hospitality industry, you know, it's been rubbish because obviously I had, like, you know, Monday I was meant to be in Cavos, then Tuesday I was in Ayanapa, Wednesday Ibiza, Thursday Magaluf, Friday, you know, Friday Bulgaria. So for me, my whole summer has just gone completely the other way.
So you've lost all them in return for Lithuania prison.
Yeah.
You've had a shitter of a year, Jordan, and I ain't gonna lie.
It's been
Lithuania.
Yeah, it's been rubbish.
Oh god, well, I can't wait to see the show. You know me, love anything paranormal, so at least it will keep us entertained in this strange old year.
Would you give it a go, Bobby? If they asked you next time, would you give it a go?
Do you know what? I love things like that. I'd be as happy as pig in muck.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
I love it, but I know what you mean. Things get very real very quick when you're doing these ghost stunts. So it's all very easy to give it Billy Big Ball straight away. But I kind of love the... I was saying earlier, Jordan, it makes me feel like there's something out there, and it kind of proves to me that everything's all right. Do you know what I mean? I kind of like to know there's something after we leave here.
Not a terrifying, living in a terrifying prison. That's not what you want for the afterlife.
true. No, I kind of love it. So, no, I might give it a go. Never say never. That's my motto.
I'll definitely, Bobby, if you're in there, I will definitely be watching that, mate, because honestly, it's... Oh. I'm screaming, so I can't imagine how bad it would be for you. But you're in there.
The walls would be like coming off the. I'd be into seeing it. Jordan, obviously, you had a bit of a reputation as a party boy, but you're like all settled down now, aren't you?
Yep. So obviously, me and Isabel, like, you know, we've been together 2 years now. Well, it was this week 2 years, but
congrats!
Happy anniversary!
Thank you. But I think COVID, lockdown, it's broken a lot of relationships, but. For us, it's only kind of made us stronger. And I think, you know, it's almost like a test for every relationship, because so many couples I know have just gone, nah, okay, I can't deal with you. But we've made it through it. And yeah, it's going good. Well, she doesn't hate me just yet, so I must be doing something right. But yeah, but it's going good. And it's you know, my reputation, I think, is slightly starting to change now. And I think obviously after the last series, I was still with Isabel. But I think if there was another series to come back now, I think, you know, last time I did it, Isabel wasn't there. But I think if we were both on it as a couple, it would be nice to show a different dynamic of, you know, couples can be in Ibiza and still make it and have fun together. You haven't just got to be single.
Good point.
Well, congratulations for being one of the few couples to get through the coronavirus.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Bob, you haven't been so lucky, have you? But, you know, it's not...
No, luck went on my side with it.
But for the, you know, got onwards and upwards.
Absolutely, yeah.
Are you living together?
So at the start of lockdown, obviously I'm from Wales, but obviously she lives right by Brighton. So I came to her house, and it's actually beneficial because obviously her family, they do look after a lot of foster kids and stuff like that. So me being here, it was like, you know, I was more helpful to help out. And yeah, it's just been, you know, it's a bit of a madhouse. There's so many people here and there's like four chihuahuas. So there's always stuff going on. So that might have actually helped us, because it was like me and her stuck in a room, because there's been so much going on. I think it's actually really helped, because we've always had kind of, you know, distractions or things to do, so that's probably really helped us in a way. But yeah, it's been mad. Not my usual summer. Usually I'd be away now, all over partying and working, but being stuck at home, it has been nice, but in a way I've had enough of it now. Like, I want to go back to normal.
Yeah, you must be one of those people that's like desperate to get to New Year so that we can at least move on to the next one and hope for the best.
Well, yeah, just hope it gets better, but you don't know, do you? It's just, I think because there's no actual end in sight, I think that's the worst thing, because it's like you're just waiting week and week go by. So yeah, it's not great, but you know, there's people in a lot worse situations anyway.
So Jordan, tell us, where and when can we find Ghost Bus Tours on the telly?
So Thursday, 9 p.m, ITV2. Do not miss it. There's laughs, there's screams, there's cries, you know, and all of us, we're quite confident big characters. We go in there giving it the big one, but we all become like little girls, you know what I mean? And it's a fun show for Halloween. You can't go out. You want something to scare you. Put this on, because it's funny at the same time. You know, you got the scary points, but, you know, you'd be laughing at my expense anyway. So if you want something fun, something scary, it's a perfect show to watch.
Are there any other like reality shows you'd like to do?
Well, I think, you know, every reality star would love to do The Jungle. That is the big, you know, that's the big, big one, isn't it? But for me, like, I've done so many shows that, you know, if I was to get a dancing show, I'd be awful at it. So I don't know, you know, if I got offered it, I might do it, but I wouldn't.
You can just do the DJ behind the box thing. Yeah. You know,
that's all I can do. That's about it. That's my dance moves get. But yeah, for me, like, if, you know, if a show comes at me, like, it's nice. And I think with this Ghostbusters, because it was something brand new, no one had done it, you know, you just don't know what to expect, which is why I think getting something like this, it was amazing. But yeah, for me, shows, I'll pretty much do anything. I'm not fussy.
I think you're one of those very likeable characters, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see you on more of our TV screens. Hopefully not screaming and crying in the corner of a Lithuanian jail. Maybe a Russian one next time, or a Chinese one. Who knows?
As long as Bobby's coming with me.
Deal. We'll do it together, Joel.
I think you're absolutely nuts, the both of you. Jordan, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Really appreciate it.
It's amazing. Thank you very much for having me. Bobby, I'll make sure I'll put your name forward for the next one. So get yourself ready for prison.
I'll start packing to get the passport out now.
Oh, God. What is wrong with you?
Thanks for joining us. Good to catch up, mate.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Cheers. Stay safe.
Bye. Love ya. I mean, yeah, like I just said at the end there, Bobby, he's a very likeable character, isn't he? I can see why it feels a bit weird with him watching.
Yeah, but it really is. And the couple of times that we've worked together and when our paths have crossed at events and stuff, it's always nice to kind of have a little catch up and a giggle. So I really am looking forward to watching the new show. Plus, I just think I always love investing in a new series. So I'm all over this Ghostbusters tours. Plus, very apt timing because of Halloween.
Yeah, very true. Oh, there we go. It's gone. To be honest, I actually struggle so much with even watching ghost programs like that, like scary ghost ones. I don't know. So we'll see. Oh, you know, I live by myself, although it's a new build, so I can't imagine that there's that many ghosts haunting the third floor of a new build.
That's the mad thing, actually, because ghost things, no problem at all for me to watch. But horror films, I can't do on my own. Weird,
really?
Isn't it?
Is it the gore? The gore and the
I think it's
guts.
The gore, because, yeah, like, even Scream, I couldn't sit and watch on my own.
I mean, yeah, that is... Because that's kind of comedy horror in a way, isn't it, Scream? I always think of, like, it's almost... But it is still, like, gross.
And it gets in your edge, like, when the phone rings and then you look out the window thinking, oh, gosh, what's going to be in the garden? Or is
you don't want to open the curtains because there'll be someone there with a knife, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't need it. Do you know what I mean, Steve? There's someone there in a mask. Can you never put bad enough you as it is?
You don't need someone chasing you around the garden with a knife. None of us need that, no.
I'm sticking to the comedies and then the chick flicks.
Good idea. Well, that was another excellent show. A bunch of really good guests today. What have you got coming up this week, Bob? Anything exciting?
What am I doing?
You've stopped filming now, haven't you? So I guess you're on a bit of downtime.
Yeah, a bit of downtime now. So training, I've started, as I mentioned earlier, just doing a little bit of running. I mean, I'm really no like Mo Farah or nothing, but I'm trying. Like, I'm hitting 2 kilometres, is it, at the minute? But that's even hardcore. But by next week, hopefully, maybe three.
Yeah, that's what we want to hear.
What about yourself, babe?
Well, I'll be back rowing next weekend. And actually, I'm not going to be here for the show next week because I have a surprise family visit. So that'll be nice. I'll probably be in Kew Gardens at the time you're recording this. Or some such restaurant as my auntie would like to go to, if we're allowed. I don't know if we are. So I won't be here next week, but I believe we have CC Common, who was our guest last week, coming in to join you. So you should be in for a great show, Bob.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I loved chatting with her last week. So
She's a chatterbox. She can chat. So,
definitely. Yeah, we'll have a great show. And you enjoy your few days off, Stephen.
Thanks. Right? I'm really looking forward to it. I think I had a bit of a rough week last week, and it'll be nice to just have some time out and no watching the news. Although it's going to be the American election, so I don't know how I'm going to be able to avoid it. We'll see.
Gosh, yeah. And who's your money on?
I've got a feeling, just a little inkling, that Joe Biden is going to win.
Do you reckon?
But then I thought Brexit wouldn't happen and I thought Hillary was going to win. So who the hell knows, really? What do you think?
I've got a feeling he's coming back.
Oh, God. And orange nightmare is back for another 4 years.
I really do. I mean, if you was to sit and write the ending to 2020, I can't see the ending being any other way.
Yeah, but what happens if not only does Trump lose... Then we get a vaccine. Can you imagine? Wouldn't that be the most incredible end? Could happen.
Let's send it out there. Put it out.
But Something good's got to happen.
Yeah, well, it certainly has. Do you know what is good that happens? Us every Thursday here. This is awakening it.
That's what I like. That's what I like to hear. I will
miss you next week, but I look forward to
I will miss you too,
a couple of weeks, Stephen.
Yes. Until then, goodbye.
Bye, guys.